Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, it is. Aaron Weber going to join the show with us tomorrow. He's the Funny Bone in the studio. Austin Anderson with us. And Austin Anderson's polka band is playing where? Where are you going to be, bud?
Yeah. I'm going to be in Red Oak, Iowa at the Performing Arts Theater. You can go up there and grab tickets.
What day?
That is 420.
Oh, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So... get your medical marijuana over there in Iowa and jam out with the polka police before I take the stage.
We and think it's comedy. A polka band playing police songs. I think I have one here.
Yeah, or they're just...
Is it them? Is that what this local band's doing?
Don't stand so close to me. That's exactly what it's going to be like.
That kind of
all right. I'll be watching you.
That instrument. That'd be better than that. Yeah. That sucked. Yeah.
Let's do Every Breath You Take.
Okay. Yeah.
Who is this? Joe?
Every breath you take. Every breath. I'll be watching you.
He's not singing.
Okay. Nah. That's enough. Yeah. Dude, I love that.
Brutal,
so, I live out by
David. Go see Austin, man, whatever.
I live out by David City, and they have this these old stone buildings called Renee's Studio. That's like where all the hits, all the polka hits back in the day were made.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But I love it because all the gas stations out there still like on the counter have polka CDs for sale.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
And I'm like, this would be great if people had CD players.
People get into polka, they have a boombox sitting around somewhere, I bet.
You know? I was first on the radio in my small town in high school. And I would go on the air at 7 o'clock with Top 40 music.
Yeah.
But previous to that, at 6:40 every night, after your mutual news and mutual sports, would be polka party.
There you go.
And at one point, they decided to take polka party off the air. And there was an outcry. People tuned in for the polka party. So polka party came back after just a brief hiatus.
There was an outcry.
Yeah.
Was this in North Dakota?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The Pennsylvania polka.
What about where you grew up? Was polka
on
the outskirts?
It's funny because I don't remember it being around, but I know that one of the most famous songs is Pennsylvania polka, I guess. Isn't that a song? Yeah. But I don't, not really. Not from where I grew up, Didn't seem that way,
Well, I think that's
none of my family was into it. Even grandparents, stuff like that, I don't remember ever listening to
it. Isn't it really more of an upper Midwest type of thing? Isn't that really where the base of polka is?
Google.
I thought it was more of a German thing.
It's like a German.
It's German. It's German.
And there's plenty of Germans.
And a Czech, too.
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, there's plenty of Germans in PA, right?
Plenty of Germans up in the upper Midwest, too.
Yeah.
My grandpa was big into polka.
Yeah.
Glenn Miller, all the loved.
So what, Tyler, what music did your grandparents listen to?
Oh, God.
That was maybe unusual.
Well, grandparents, geez. I'm guessing anything was around in the 40s, probably, yeah. You know, probably the big band stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall Grandma and Grandpa ever jamming out to anything.
No, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I was always kind of disturbed by the amount of silence that old people were comfortable with.
I know.
No TV, nothing. Like, it's just quiet.
I know.
Nothing.
Especially when your kid showing up those houses and going, why is everybody so
quiet?
You're
tiptoeing around. Somebody goes to the bathroom, you hear the toilet flush. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. It's quiet. Smells funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Speaking of old people, you want to live older?
Here's
Yeah, I don't know either, but
I don't know. Some days.
Did we ever get to the bad news about
Nick
napping?
Just looked at me so seriously.
Well, that's good news about napping.
It's good news.
Or good news about napping. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Can you actually turn back the clock? This is for dudes. All right.
For what?
These are turn back the clock for your health, and these are the things you can stay. So actually, basically, can you live longer? Blah blah. It's about longevity, and it says proven, then promising, then just noise, and then crap, nonsense. Okay, proven is exercise, sleep, and keep your blood sugar low. You know, those are proven ones that you need to grow older.
Yeah, lack of diabetes will help your longevity.
Exercise, sleep, and blood sugar. Promising is something called rapamycin. Intermittent doses of this drug may help your body get rid of the oldest and weakest cells. It's the most promising geoprotective agent we have at this time. I don't know how you get that. You know, a doctor could check in. This one I've heard. We've all been hearing this recently. Now, you have to go somewhere for these, unless you want to pay for one of these. More and more, and you've heard this through saunas, Todd.
Yeah.
Based on the data, taking a sauna four times per week for 20 minutes at 180 degrees Fahrenheit, which is basically what a sauna is.
Does it make any difference what kind of, you know, because they got the infrared sauna?
No, it's just sauna.
And they got the sauna that you pour the water over the rocks.
You got to be just sweating things out.
It says sauna. It's saunas.
Just sauna.
Yeah. And it has a brain, heart, and mortality. It's everything. It's great. Taking one at night can also lead to a much better sleep. Now, you'd have to have one at the house.
I've read
probably.
That, too.
Yeah, I got to have. That's my goal. I need one. I love this.
But don't they make like
I like saunas, too.
The, like, yeah. You know, inflatable sauna little, little
you can,
huts you can that get, you can buy.
Yeah.
And even the ones you build in your house are, I mean, I realize people don't have $3,000-$4,000 laying around, but you could get one for like that.
Yeah. For an infrared sauna that would fit inside your house, I looked into that. It's about $4,000. And those tent ones, they just look cheap.
Well, and then they have some cool ones where they're basically in the shape of a barrel that you just build outside. And those are about $5,000 or $6,000.
I've seen those too, yeah. I like saunas too.
You just live in the middle of nowhere, hanging out in your really hot barrel. Yeah. That's going to be me sweating.
I like saunas. My last gym had a great sauna because it was big and it was clean. There was plenty of room in it and it had a big glass wall overlooking the pool. People know what I'm talking about when I say that. It's not my gym now. My gym now sauna just seems like it's cramped and there's like two dudes in there. I don't want to go in there as much.
Do people get naked in the in public saunas?
The one at the well.
Otherwise, you go in.
When I used to belong to Lifetime in Omaha. I moved gyms, but that place that wasn't naked because it was out by the pool. So but you could be naked in the other one. Most guys that were naked in those, though, I saw more naked guys in the steam than the sauna.
Yeah, because like some of the saunas are in the bathroom.
They are in the bathroom. The mineral,
you know, so then those ones
you can
get
be, but
dicey.
Also a lot of guys are in their workout gear, so they can even sweat more.
What's the difference between a steam and a sauna?
Two different things.
I just
steam,
hate
well, the most room saunas, is steam, but the infrared sauna doesn't put out steam. You're not pouring stuff over rocks. Infrared sauna is also supposed to be a calorie burner, and I don't know about the.
I just say like when like the public sauna.
There's no steam in the rock ones either. You don't pour the you don't.
A sauna, a sauna uses dry heat.
Touch those rocks. It's dry heat, right?
Sauna uses dry heat usually from hot rocks or a closed stove. Steam rooms are heated by steam from a generator filled with boiling water.
Oh,
give me steam.
So the steam room will make your nachos soggy.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I hate the public saunas where you know they're in the bathroom and then there's always like some dude like that's just. So overweight and sweaty and wearing like underwear and like rubbing his hands down his whole body, just flinging the sweat onto the floor.
I'm
like, I will kill you in this.
That's
sauna.
Why I enjoy the one. I enjoy the co-ed one that's out by the pool because it was everybody sitting there. You know,
there's like a infrared sauna shop coming to a strip mall near me. So definitely going to check that out. Because there is one that I went to, but it was, it was one of those cryo places. It was way across town. I didn't feel like driving an hour just to...
Your gym doesn't have a sauna?
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm telling you,
they're kind of doing away with them. Now, I'll tell you one, like with the sauna and then a jacuzzi. When I lived out in California in Newport Beach, there was a 24-hour fitness. And the sauna was in the men's room. And then there was a jacuzzi, and it was behind the shower. And I'd always go into the jacuzzi, hit the sauna, and then one day I went in there and they were filling the jacuzzi up with concrete and they shut everything down. And so I went to the front desk and I'm like, what's going on? Like, why are you shutting this down? And they go, well, about 2-3 in the morning, a bunch of guys are coming in here and having huge orgies.
Oh, okay.
You're like, what time?
Did you say, do you have video of that?
No, I was more concerned that I took hot tubs in this thing.
So there were guys banging in that, so they just filled it up,
Yeah, they filled it up.
Like, why is this water so sticky?
24-hour fitness, you're right. 3 in the morning, why not bang in one of those?
You know you've messed up if they're putting concrete in the jacuzzi.
Man, we can't get in the concrete down there through the back. They're like,
we're busted.
I've seen them more in Colorado, Todd. Have you ever stayed in a rental house that had a steam shower?
Oh, no.
That is the best.
Yeah.
Because it's the glass door of the shower will have like a little rubber seal around it.
Right.
And then there's just a little, it's a normal shower, but there's a little control panel on the wall there. You kick it in, and about 5 minutes later, a little valve by the floor starts just spewing out steam, and it fills up the whole little enclosure.
Is it sauna-like, or is it a different
experience? Sauna.
It's like a steam room and a shower.
God damn it, I forgot to pronounce it correctly. Sauna.
Yeah.
They might not have those at your motor hotels.
All right. No.
If
his motor hotel, they probably fill up the sauna with concrete. There were homeless guys banging here every night.
Yeah, I love the motor hotel, but I would not trust a sauna in a motor hotel.
Oh man, the steam shower! If I was building a house and like from the ground, I would put that in my bathroom and immediately.
I wouldn't trust a box cereal at a motor hotel.
Yeah.
Like the breakfast.
I had trouble trusting the sheets.
Yeah, generally they don't have the breakfast there. Coffee, trust the coffee? I've trusted the coffee in the past before. But that's the one motor hotel that was connected to a restaurant.
Well,
you're
accustomed to less than glorious coffee.
Oh,
you
sure.
drink it here.
5 days a week, I drink less than glorious coffee.
Well, this is Men's Health that features, Alan Richson from Jack Reacher on the cover. He's such a handsome man. This is all noise, by the way, here when it comes to your growing older. Ice baths, no proof of anything. Yeah.
Oh, good. I don't like those.
They say they can make you feel good and improve your mood, but ice baths will help you live longer. As many claim, nope, not gonna.
There's that Dutch dude named Wim Hof.
Oh, yeah.
He's all into that, and did some of that just downright dangerous.
Now they're
sitting in the Himalayas.
Now they are anti-inflammatory, and that's a benefit. But the bottom line is, this is about aging, and it will not help you live longer. Ice baths.
Yeah, see, I've never heard
of it. No matter what Joe Rogan says, I don't care if you. It might make him feel better. He probably does feel better doing that because he works out pretty hard. But it does not help you live longer.
It does what I've done a lot of ice baths.
Are they cool?
Well, what it does is it kind of just, I like it. It wakes you up.
Oh, no, I wouldn't mind this circuit thing. I want to do it.
But yeah, I believe that it wouldn't be like, yeah, it's not like life.
I understand if you spent the past 3 hours getting the hell beat out of you on a football field.
Yeah, muscle recovery,
I guess. That might work. Drop the inflammation a little bit.
Yeah, because they say
I like to try, but it's really cold.
But that's where that cryotherapy, they say, like, you know, the 3 minutes you spend in that little chamber is worth like a half an hour in an ice tub.
Yeah, and it's not as cold. It's not as much of a shock to your system.
And there's zero evidence that young blood transfusions, you know, guys, old guys, you get the young pretty boy walking around.
Oh, wasn't that an episode of Silicon Valley?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Some young dude was giving some old dude his blood.
Yep.
Yep. What about the part cream of some young guy?
The job description. And, you know, you're going to write emails for me, answer the phones. Oh, and give me your blood.
That was basically it.
Recycle our storyline,
it was based in reality.
Yeah, I remember that.
But apparently that has zero evidence that, getting some young blood injected into you is going to help you live forever. And nonsense. This is just complete nonsense. Red light therapy. For certain skin conditions, it's benefit, but lack of evidence indicating any kind of help after that. What is red light therapy?
Oh, they make little, like, you know, you've seen those. They're either masks or little, like, handheld, flashlights that have little red lights. Yeah. And they're supposed to, they're supposed to help with skin conditions and stuff.
It does say for certain skin conditions, yes, but the benefits for living longer, not at all. You don't have
to turn on the red light. You want to hear our Roxanne?
You really let him into that. Yeah, I know we did.
You really let him into that.
I knew it was going to get there.
Go ahead.
The Polka Police, by the way. Jesse writes, it's a cover band, and the lead guy's dressed as a policeman.
Is this the Polka Police is going to be with Austin?
Not the one we're hearing.
Okay. And the drummer is in Lederhosen.
Oh, nice.
So the front guy has a cop uniform on, making them the Polka Police.
Yeah. Yeah, they're enforcing the polka.
Yeah.
Laying it down.
Are you going to play any of it?
I think that bit's over.
Because I was going to fill my ears with concrete.
All right, never mind then.
Tease.
In fact, I'm clicking the tab off right now.
Thank you.
Just to spare all of you.
That is the bit, right? Okay. But go see Austin does comedy. You know, sit through the polka and enjoy the comedy later on.
Yeah, it'll be a great time, man. Yeah, Red Oak, Iowa at the Performing Arts Theater, 7 o'clock on 420.
You know, there's going to be a portion of that crowd that's going to sit through the comedy just for the polka.
Yeah.
And it'll be plainly obvious who's who.
Are you taking turns? All right, is it polka first, comedy next, first, and polka later?
Polka first, then comedy. All it's kind of like, you know, as they're coming in, you know, the polka police are setting the mood.
You're going to have to bring it.
Yeah. I'm going to
following polka.
I'm going to dress up as a cop with little shorts. like Reno 911.
You should do that. With a little shorts, you should do that. Come on back.